So this has been a big year for the composer John Luther Adams. His Pulitzer Prize-winning orchestral composition, Become Ocean, has been re-released as part of a trilogy, and Adams has published a memoir. Reporter Karen Michelle used to live near Adams in the woods just outside Fairbanks, Alaska, and she brings us his profile.
The title of John Luther Adams' memoir is Silences So Deep. Its source is a line in a poem by the late John Haynes, here read by Adams.
We sit without words, gazing past the limit of fire into the towering darkness. There are silences so deep you can hear the journeys of the soul, the enormous footsteps downward in a freezing earth.
For a young Adams, that freezing earth was Alaska.
I first went north in the summer of 1975. And from the moment I arrived, I knew that I had come home.
Adams grew up in the suburbs of the lower 48 and studied music composition and percussion near Los Angeles. When he went to Alaska, it was as an environmentalist, not a composer. But Alaska and its scale led him to devote himself to transforming experiences of place into sonic space.
There was a kind of exhilaration, a sense of possibility, of openness in the landscape that led me to dream of music that somehow reverberated with all of that. Fire and ice and wind and stone and space and elemental power.
To be in the North, truly in it, not in a city, but living in the tundra moonscape or in the kind of scrubby pine forest he did, and experiencing the extremes of weather and landscape, the sounds of never really silence, produce such works as Earth and the Great Weather.
The place where you go to listen.
In the composition, Adams incorporated the knowledge and voices of Inupiaq and Gwich'in speakers, Adeline Peter Raboff among them. She grew up in Arctic Village, a community of 150 or so, where the winter temperature can dip to 60 below. Raboff was more a fan of the band Steppenwolf prior to working with Adams, an experience she describes in nearly spiritual terms.
That's the thing about his music. It makes you realize that you're just a part of this huge universe, and there are many things that you just don't understand, and you might never.
Raboff says she has no issue with Adams using indigenous source material. She asked the composer to set one of her poems to music.
My life's work is an aspiration to step outside of culture. It's, of course, a patently ridiculous proposition.
Adams grew up in the culture of rock and roll, and drums are a big part of his music. That's partly what attracted conductor and percussionist Steve Schick to Adams' work, which he first heard in the 1990s.
I had never, ever heard music like this in my entire life. It was so thrilling. It was so kind of raw. It both appealed to the mind and the ear, but it also appealed to the heart and the whole body.
When John Luther Adams won the Pulitzer Prize for Become Ocean, he was in his early 60s and had just left Alaska, the place where he had become.
There's always more to discover. There's always more in what we're hearing than we can process at once. I think what I'm after is losing myself in the music, and that's what I want for you also.
Since leaving Alaska, he and his wife Cynthia have lived in Manhattan, Mexico, and Chile. Now they're, as Adams puts it, in an undisclosed location in the U.S., in the desert. Among the compositions he's working on is one he describes as a sort of eulogy for the Arctic. As he says,
"Ultimately, I think I'm trying to compose home, a place to live. I want to inhabit the music."
And Alaska will always inhabit John Luther Adams. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.